Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu and this is The Big Interview. And in this week's episode, we speak to in-form midfielder from Chippa United, Samuel Julius, who talks to us about what is it that is eating that is making him in such hot form. Enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Alright, so are we now joined on the line by Chippa United midfield maestro? He's doing so well, 3 goals in 3 games, he's just played 64 minutes, a combination of 64 minutes, that's 1 hour and 4 minutes, but he's already scored 3 goals. Can you imagine how many goals can he score if he plays the full 90 minutes? I'm joined by Samuel Julius, he's a Chippa United midfielder. Samuel, thank you very much for your time. How's it going, man?
I'm okay, man. Firstly, I just want to say thank you for having me and thank you for your listening.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here, though. I saw you scoring a beautiful goal. That should be a contender of the goal of the month. Against Bidvest, your second goal. That was beautiful. Did you think about that? Did you practice it? Was it a fluke? Tell me about that goal.
No, I can't say it's a fluke. You know, it's something that we've been working on our finishing. You know, that's one of the drills that the coach was doing with us. So it wasn't a fluke, you know. We just knew, like, when I'm around there, I just have to remember, like, what we did and be very precise about it.
If it was a fluke, would you tell me? Would you say, yes, it was a fluke?
Yes, I will.
All right, but that was a beautiful goal. That's, for me, is the goal of the month. That's my opinion. But anyways, we'll talk about the goals and the form in a moment. Talk to us about your coach. He said that you remind him of Bennett Masinga. Do you know Bennett Masinga?
Nah, not really. I don't know. I don't want to, like, myself.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about Bennett Masinga. In 1990, that was a year before you were born, in 1991. In 1990, he was the highest scoring player for Mamelodi Sundowns. He scored 33 goals in a season. He holds the record for the most goals scored by a Sundowns player, by a Mamelodi Sundowns player, which is 33. He says, your coach says that he's comparing you to him because of your height, but your tenacity, your ability to score. Someone can look at you and underestimate you, but you've been scoring. So that's a compliment coming from a former great as well, Teboho Moloi. What do you make of that?
Yes, you just have to keep me motivated, because if, like, if I'm being compared by someone like that, then it means I can also, like, do it. I just have to work hard, you know, but it's a great honor to be compared to someone like that.
And of course, the comparison is somewhat appropriate in a sense, because you also a former Yellow, you were a former Sundowner. Let's walk through that journey a little bit. Let's take us back to the time when you first signed for Sundowns. What kind of ideas did you have for yourself? Did you ever think that you will be a Sundowns great when you first signed?
Yes, you know, because it started, like, in the academy, you know. In the academy, they always used to, like, boost our confidence and tell us to believe in ourselves. So, and the work rate also, you know. So it's just something that I've been working on and preparing myself, because you need to be prepared when something like this come across, you know. So in the academy, they prepare us very well to be able to handle ourselves also. So to me, it's nothing about pressure. It's just for me to keep working hard and be grateful for the opportunity that I've been granted.
So coming back to the question, though, you are then saying that you expected to be a Sundowns great. You have great ideas about your future at Sundowns at the time.
Yes, that's how it was, because you know how it is to be playing for a bigger club, and for me it's worse than grew up in a club. So I had the dreams of, you know, creating some history for the club and also, like, being a great for one of the biggest clubs in South Africa.
Now, you then roll back a few years later, where you find yourself at Vasco da Gama in the National First Division. Were the loan spells that you spent in the National First Division disappointing for you, that you never really got a big break at Mamelodi Sundowns, or are you now grateful looking back at the loan spells because you at least got an opportunity to play?
Yes, for sure. You know what people don't know is, like, I've been, like, playing through all the divisions of football from under 40. So the LSU was the only one I had to play. So by that time, you know, it was a decision where me and the club spoke about it. It wasn't a decision where the club said me or me. I was the one who asked for permission to be able to play in the LSU so I can build certain aspects of my game also. So going back to the LSU, it was a blessing in disguise for me. It wasn't anything to like kill my spirit or anything, but it was something that I had to go learn in the LSU in certain aspects of my game.
And you officially joined Chippa United at the beginning of this year. Now, Mamelodi Sundowns had a challenge in that they lost, or Keegan Dolly was privileged enough to earn himself a move based on his performances overseas to Ligue 1 in France. Mamelodi Sundowns have not yet been able to replace a left-sided wing forward or a left midfielder or a left wing per se. That's why they've been linked with the likes of Aubry Nguoma in recent times, and that's why they signed George Lebese from Kaizer Chiefs. Would you not say that you would have been a natural replacement for a guy like Keegan Dolly, especially coming from Mamelodi Sundowns Academy?
You know, such things, it's something that is just like beyond our control as footballers. People who have power to make us play, coaches, you know. So I can't really say, you know, if I was or would be able to be a perfect replacement, because at the end of the day, I'm not the one who set the lineup. You know, the coach is the one who can decide on it. So that's basically it.
But now I get that and I respect that. I mean, we all know that the coach, ultimately, at the end of the day, he has to make the decisions. But your perception, would you have made a replacement at left wing based on your ability and their shortage at left wing?
Nah, you know, as a player, like, especially as you, where I call myself as a tool, you know, I fit in everywhere. So anywhere where they play me, I do the best that I can because I'm a versatile player, so I can play anywhere that I'm being required, you know. So, yeah.
And now at age 26... You are at the appropriate age to be able to make a name for yourself, but you're no longer a youngster in that sense. Do you feel that spending your age 21, 22, 23 at Sundowns was... Do you regret spending so much a time to decide whether or not you want to stay or leave? Or do you have any regrets about being patient with the situation that wasn't changing?
No, I don't have any regrets. You know, patience is very key in a footballer's life. You know, I can imagine if I want to cry now, how can I feel like there's other goalkeepers that haven't been playing for years now? But they have the chance to make use of it. You just have to be patient if you're a footballer. So for me also, it's just like, you know, coming through academy and development structures helped me a lot to be able to deal with such situations. But the patience really paid off because I learned a lot through the time I was there. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I learned and that I'm grateful for and that will make me improve my game. So I don't have any regrets. I don't have any regrets for the patience. Instead, I'm very happy and honored because it makes me stronger to be able to, you know, to deal with any other situation that comes.
And you were so grateful that you knocked Sundowns out of the Telkom knockout. That's how grateful.
You know, there's nothing I can do about it. The chance just came in. I just had to make sure, you know, because we really wanted to progress to the next round.
Was it sweeter to score against your former club?
That was a nice, you know, it was a nice feeling. I was also, like, I'm very grateful because I didn't even know what to say or what to do. That's how the adrenaline was just taking over me. I was just very happy.
Now let's talk about your form. 3 goals in 3 matches. You've played a combined 64 minutes in that period. You are an impact player, seemingly, in recent times. Are you gonna buy your time as well at Chippa United like you did at Sundowns? Are you gonna be patient with Coach Tebogo Moloi? Are you the type to knock at the coach's door and say, "Coach, look, I've been doing so well. I've scored 3 goals. I've saved you in a sense. I've inspired the team to get to a certain level of cup competition and league form." Or are you going to fold your arms again and buy your time and be patient?
The thing is, you know, in a coach, I have a healthy relationship where you do speak and he does talk to me, you know. So, but the key thing for me is the performance on the field that will determine whether I play or not. So I just have to keep working hard, because he also helps me as a coach to improve. And the thing, like, why now? The thing that come out of the bench is because I come recently from a hamstring injury I pick up during preseason. So that's why now I just come on like on the bench just to get like game time gradually. So as time goes, everything will just get better in terms of my fitness level.
And were you too disappointed with the game against Kaizer Chiefs, the Telkom knockout, say quarter final? Were you too disappointed with the result? Were you too disappointed with the officiating, the penalty that was given, controversial, not controversial? Let's talk about that game a little bit.
Yeah, the only thing that I was disappointed was, like, you know, I feel for the guys and for everyone, because we really put in a great effort and the fighting spirit of ourselves, you know, but it wasn't in our control the way we lost, you know, but the guys were not like just disappointed in terms of the performances, because everyone played their part. Everyone did whatever was required. It was just that the result wasn't in our hands and something that was out of our control. So I can't really fault or be like angry or have a bad opinion about the officiating, because they're also people and they also do make mistakes. For us, we just have to take it as professionals and turn up and be able to do better in the next game that's coming our way. For now, it's just something that we just have to learn, because we have greater things that we want to achieve, and it will require great character out of us. So if we had something like this, get to our nerve and let us, and maybe like temper our spirit, it don't help us by any way. So for us, we just have to take it from a chin and rub ourselves back and get ourselves ready for the next game. Yeah.
And Mr. Mbengesi, what has he said to you guys about the targets for the season? The team narrowly escaped relegation last season. You were not part of the team, of course, in that period. What did he say to you is the target? Or what do you get a sense? What does the team want to achieve this season?
At this moment, you know, as a team, we just need to, like, if you close around and now, for a small break of December, we just want to see ourselves at least firm in the top 8, because that's a better position for us to start if we really want to compete for the league come the second round. So for our second target is just to end up in the top 8 now, that's it, for just this bit of time until December.
All right, and the last one, your teammate has been under fire a little bit, and you know the social media attitude that we have sort of embraced in football. Kurt Lentjes has been blamed, others saying if South Africa doesn't qualify for the World Cup, it will be all his fault. How is he doing in the dressing room? Because, I mean, it was not deliberate. Everyone could see that was not a deliberate thing. And he also was concussed a little bit. He also was worse off as a result of that collision. But how is he doing now?
Yeah, like, at the moment, I think he's recovering, because we didn't talk much to him at that moment when it happened, because he was still a bit unstable. So we left him, but he's coming up well, and he must be okay, you know, because it wasn't something intentional. I mean, I even spoke to the ref, but both of them were looking at the ball, and it wasn't like he did that on purpose, you know. But I just wish both of them see the recovery, and I hope it's nothing, something like that serious enough for both Kune and Kurt.
All right, Samuel, we thank you very much, man. It sounds like you were cooked and well prepared in that Sundowns Academy in the way in which you handle questions. And we really appreciate your time, and we thank you so much on behalf of Sokala Duma Radio. We thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sokala Duma
Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the episode. I enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you did too. For more of these, please listen to us on the Sokala Duma website. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.